Just say it louder, I can't hear. It's a lovely day. It's a lovely day to be here, and it's lovely to celebrate our mothers. My mom, I spoke to her yesterday. She's back in a little village in Kenya, and my sister is visiting her and being there for us as our siblings. There's six of us, and she looked after us very well, and we are grateful to her. And today, as we think about motherhood, we'll be looking slightly about mothers and not just the biological mothers, because if you look into scripture, it doesn't limit it to having a biological child for you to be able to offer that gift of motherhood. But also we'll be looking at God's love, that love which we have sung about a few minutes ago. How deep is it? How vast beyond all measure? But before we do that, let us pray. Let us bring ourselves before God so that by the guidance of His Holy Spirit, we may hear from His word. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful morning. Spring is here with us. What a good way to start this first day of spring, celebrating those who have shown great care for us, both those who are our biological mothers, but also those who have extended mother's love to us. But also thank you for those who have loved others in a motherly way. As we celebrate them, we pray that we can also see God's love deeper, more versed than mother's love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So my name is Newton Kibiringi. I'm Ken's curate, which means I follow him wherever he goes, learning the way to do things that he is doing. And the hope is eventually after 3 years of being in Weldon, I'll be able to, hopefully, with God's help, find a church that I can lead just like he is leading you. So it is a learning time, but also it's a joy to be part of St. Mary's Weldon. You are a wonderful family of God's people. And thank you for those who are joining us for the first time, for those who are joining us, who join us seasonally. This is your church. This is God's church, but also it's your church because of Christ. So my first question to you, what comes to mind when you hear this word love? What comes to mind? The Beatles sang All You Need Is Love. They thought it was just a simple thing, but that's a lovely song that can help us understand love. The Black Eyed Peas sang a song that resonates with our world today. Where is the love? When you look at the devastation of the world. But as we think about the mother's love, Whitney Houston sang, I will always love you, with that sort of glorious, magical voice that she sang with. And then another band called Boys to Men. Can anyone guess what song? Mama, you know I love you. Do you guys know that song? Some of you? Come on, don't be too afraid. Just relax. It's Mom's Day in Mom's house. Feel at Mom's house where you can laugh about, run around. Feel at God's presence. And I think one of the best ways human love is expressed and experienced is in motherhood. Perhaps for a moment, just go back to your 1 week old self, 1 week old, 7 days old self. If you can do that, reimagine that gaze of your mother looking at this precious little baby in her hands. It could be that it was your closest relatives. Maybe you've got older siblings trying to figure out, is it a doll? Is it a real child? Can I play with it? Can I throw it up? What can I do? What can I not do? Take yourself back to that moment, 7 days old. Perhaps too small, too fragile, perhaps too vulnerable, too needy, too weak to ignore. Needing all the love, attention and care, compassion and tender-heartedness And then fast forward to the moment you ate your first meal, when you said your first word, when you took that first step. Recently, my youngest has been trying to jump. I don't know when that happened in my oldest, but it's hard for kids when they're trying to jump. It's not easy just to be able to lift their whole body up. It's not an easy thing. A lot of learning. And for most of us, these experiences are or are shared deeply with our moms. These beautiful moments of growing up and finding ourselves. The Bible mentions mother 330 times. That's an approximation. It might be more. This idea of motherhood is mentioned 330 times. This is not to imply perfection, okay? We're not saying moms are perfect. It is not to say they are irreplaceable. But it's good to honor their wonderful responsibility, their wonderful gift of unconditional love that they give to us. In Genesis 3:20, when Adam named his wife, he called him Eve. He called her Eve. At this moment, she hadn't born Adam any child. And what this word is considered to mean is mother of all living things, including himself. When you go back to the Genesis account, God creates day one, day two, day three, all of that. And then he says, it's good, it's good, it's good, it's good. And then he looks at man and he says, it's not good for him to be alone. At that moment, God notices there is some form of incompleteness. So when he creates Eve, the Bible, some of the commentaries say that Adam was almost like a half human being. Almost a whole half of him was missing. And so the whole idea of this woman who comes into his life is a beauty of God's completion, of God's work, a partner who would make a huge difference. And when Adam looks at her, he says, this is woman out of my own ribs. But when he calls her the mother of all living, I can only infer that he is saying she's got the beauty in her best time and moments. She's got the beauty to look after so much more than we can imagine. Even though I have to remind us that she is not perfect. She does it out of desire from God's help and God's grace. And so when we celebrate mothers, let's learn to notice and appreciate their selfless care, especially when the child is highly vulnerable. And even beyond that, in all of the relationships, there is a give and take. What about in a mother and a baby relationship? The baby is just take, 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 take. And mother is give, 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 give. And I don't think any mother looks at their newborn baby saying, I'm looking after you, so one day you will look after me. At that point, the beauty of them giving out their love to their best is unconditional. They just want the best for this little child who doesn't even know how to cater for themselves. So we have to notice that selfless care. We also have to notice that motherhood is different in different cultural contexts. When I was growing up in the village in Kenya, all my mom's sisters, I didn't call them auntie. We called them either big mom or small mom, according to where they rank in the family. So my mom was one of eight sisters. It's a good joy, isn't it, to have lots of big moms. And she was the youngest of her sisters. So had so many big moms, big moms, big moms above her. And all of them took the responsibility of bringing myself up and all my cousins and all my siblings. So that's the African mindset of motherhood. It is different everywhere. It doesn't have to be the same. But it's good to notice that diversity. But when a mother says, yes, I want to look after you, she's doing that out of deep desire to care and to show compassion, to express herself in a way that draws us closer to God. So think of a moment when you felt completely and unconditionally loved. Maybe it was in your mother's arms when you felt scared. Or maybe your grandmother's prayers that followed you wherever you went. Like myself, my grandma and my mom prayed for me. And I'm sure lots of you here have been not just beneficiaries of grandma and grandpa's chocolate and sweets, but their love, their care, their compassion, their prayers, they are teaching you of how to love. Love comes from God, whether they were Christians or not. The idea of love is rooted in God. The scripture says God is love. So we have to notice that and be able to celebrate that. So mothers, they express that sacrificial love. They give of themselves so that others can benefit from their giving. We need to have a world that postures itself in that motherly way, without expecting back, without wanting anything back. That selfless love is very important. But we must remember, as I said before, moms are not perfect. Because sometimes when we assume they are perfect, we forget to look after them. They need to be nurtured as well so that they can be able to nurture us. It's a mutual giving. Scripture says in Isaiah 49, verses 14 to 16. I'll give you a little background of the context of this. Isaiah has been trying to encourage the Israelites. And it feels as though there is that moment when you're telling a child when there's a fallout. So Isaiah goes, if you look at Isaiah 49 later on, from verse 8, he gives them a beautiful message of hope. But then their response is not a very kind one. We'll quickly have a read of that. Isaiah 49. So this is what they say in verses. I'll quickly read from verse 8. Thus says the Lord, in a time of favor, I have answered you. On a day of salvation, I have helped you. I have kept you and given you as a covenant to the people to establish the land, to apportion the desolate heritages. Saying to the prisoners, come out to those who are in darkness, show yourself. They shall feed along the ways on all the bare heights, share shall be their pasture. They shall not hunger or thirst, neither scorching wind nor sun shall strike them down. For he who has pity on them will lead them, and by springs of water will guide them. And I'll turn all mountains into road, and all highways shall be raised. Lord, these shall come from far away, and Lord, these from the north and from the west, and from the land of Syene. Sing for joy, O heavens, and exult, O earth. Break forth, O mountains, into singing. For the Lord has comforted his people, and will have compassion on his suffering ones. This is a message of an account of God's doing to the Israelites. And when I was thinking about this, I was thinking about, you know, when a parent and a child in the middle of a tantrum, they say to you, you don't love me. And you're like, you don't even know what to say because you know deeply that you love them. And this is what they say to God in verse 14. But Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me. My Lord has forgotten me. That is what perhaps they feel at this particular point. Knowing God's faithfulness has been there with them all along. So this is how God responds. Can a woman forget her nursing child or show no compassion for the child of her womb, even this may forget, yet I will not forget you. See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hand. Your walls are continually before me. This is what God says. He says, even the deepest of a human expression of love, which is in a mother, even the deepest of that, the scripture says, somehow she may forget. She may forget. She is limited. She's a human being. A mother is a human being. She will be exhausted. She cannot be omnipresent like God. I am here. My mom is in my village in Kenya. She cannot be like God. There is a limit to the mother's love. And so as we draw to the second half of this, I want to open our eyes to the love that is deeper than any human being can offer. This is written many years ago. In verse 6, it says, see, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. So God is saying, the depth of his love is immeasurable, is indescribable. Fast forward, this is not tattooing. This inscriptional engraving, as it said, is with a sharp object. Fast forward to one of Jesus' closest followers, Thomas, saying, I don't believe this stuff. And what does Jesus say to Thomas, the doubting Thomas, as we call him? This verse becomes a reality. This love of God has action in it. God, in his son Jesus, dies on the cross. And what does Jesus say to Thomas when he can't see this love yet? He says, touch in here. Feel the nails of my hands. Feel the holes of where the nails went through, because God's love is beyond compare. And so as we think about mom's love, we have to see its limit and we have to see beyond it, to see God's love, which I read about in John 15. But what sort of love are we talking about? An encounter with this love, it's divine. It leads to practical devotion. If we encounter God's love, it causes us to act differently, to live our life differently, to be the salt of the earth, to cause others to find joy in life, to cause us to have beautiful communities. So this, an encounter with this divine love that Jesus invites to all of us, it causes us to have practical devotion. Our Christian faith is not lip service. It is full of action. So this invitation is God saying, Jesus saying, come join me. Come join the Father and the Spirit. Come join us in this communion. Jesus is saying, welcome in. Don't stay outside. Come in to the depth of God's love and experience this communion. And in there, you will be able to love those around you. So there is an invitation to this divine love. And if you come in, it's more like you go to an evening party, a wedding party, and the bride and the groom are enjoying the dance. There is that moment, the climax builds towards that moment, because this is their day. For the church, for the Christian, this is your moment. The invitation of Jesus is for you to join in and be able to experience God's love. But it doesn't stop there. It's not just having fun, okay? It has to go outwards. It has to be like Christ. To receive this love, you have to receive it the Jesus way. You have to receive that outpouring. Like Thomas, feel the holes in his hands and experience God's love. When we have fully received God's love, when we have fully known that he calls us friends, he has chosen us, he has accepted us, he has forgiven us. When we have fully received that, then we can be able to give out this love. Whether you are a mother or a brother or a sister or a parent, whatever the identity or position you hold, out of receiving God's love, you also can be able to love. So I've said to us about celebrating the love of our moms, but I've pointed us to love that is deeper than the mother's love, which is the love of Jesus. While human love has limits, God's love has no limit. We are called to receive His love and to extend it to others. Just as a child depends on a mother's care, we must surrender to God's nurturing. True love is shown in action, not just words. Sandra read for us that passage in Romans, which is what I'll finish with. This is only possible when we have received God's love. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not lag in zeal. Be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering. Persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Extend hospitality to strangers. Lord, we thank you for your message of your love for us. We thank you for inviting us to this deep love that you have for each of us, inviting us into your family. And we pray that you would help us to extend such love to others. We thank you for the mothers, those who have loved us and cared for us, but we also know their love is also limited. But we pray as they continue to show that love, that they would be loved too, but that they can draw also from you, you whose love is deep and vast beyond all measure. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.